Hello and welcome to Maths It Podcast H23. This podcast covers the higher GCSE topic graphs and charts. Question 1 is about box plots. You may know these as box and whisker diagrams. We're given the age and years of 15 people at a family gathering. These are 4, 12, 12, 13, 18, 26, 29, 32, 35, 40, 43, 44, 50, 67 and 75. They're listed in order. Firstly, we need to find the lower quartile and then the interquartile range. To find the lower quartile, you must first identify the median. This is the middle value in the list. As there are 15 values in the list, we need to find the 8th value. This will leave 7 lower than this value and 7 higher than this value. Once we've done this, we can then look at these lower 7 values and identify the median of these lower 7 values. That will obviously give us the lower quartile, 25% of the whole data. Identifying this value, you should see that it's number 13, so the lower quartile is 13 seconds. We then need to find the interquartile range. Now, in order to do this, we need to find the upper quartile first, as the interquartile range is the upper quartile minus the lower quartile. So we've got 7 values higher than our median of 32. If we look for the median of these values, we notice it's 44, the middle value of those 7 values above 32. So this is our 75th percent value. So the interquartile range is 44 minus 13. This gives us 31 seconds. The interquartile range is 31 seconds. So the process we follow here, we find the median, we look at the values less than the median, and find the median of those, that's the lower quartile. Look at the values higher than the median, find the median of these values, that's the upper quartile, and interquartile range is upper quartile minus lower quartile. Now moving on to part B, we have to draw a box plot for this data. A box plot is a summary of 5 data values: the minimum, the lower quartile, the median, the upper quartile, and the maximum values. We've already identified the median, the upper and lower quartiles. It's easy when the data is in order to identify the minimum and the maximum. The minimum value is 4 and the maximum 75. So our 5 key values are 4, 13, 32, 44 and 75. These must be plotted on the axis that we've got for age. So we plot 4, and what we do is we draw a vertical line at 4. So at 4 on the axis, now this will be 2 small squares across, since that we go from 0 to 10 in 5 small squares. So each small square counts 2. So we go 2 small squares across and a vertical line. We then need to go across to 13. This will be 1.5 small squares along from 10. Another vertical line, the same height. Then we need to plot at 32. So a vertical line at 32. Then a vertical line at 44. And finally, a vertical line plotted at 75. We then need to join the lower quartile, median, and upper quartile with a line at the top of each of those vertical lines, a horizontal one, and a horizontal line joining the bottom of these vertical lines. So we should have a rectangle with a line at the median. We then join the upper quartile to the maximum with a horizontal line joining the middle of these two lines. This makes a whisker. We then draw a horizontal line from the minimum to the lower quartile to make the second whisker. Notice that the diagram looks like a box with 2 whiskers. This is why it's often called a box and whisker diagram. Question 2 is also a box and whisker diagram question, but this time we're not given the raw data, we're given a cumulative frequency graph instead. The graph shows the times for year 11 boys running the 400 metres. We firstly have to use the graph to estimate the median time. To do this, we need to draw a horizontal line across from 20 on the cumulative frequency axis. We use 20 since this is half of 40 and the median is halfway through the values. So draw your horizontal line from 20 on the cumulative frequency axis until you get to the cumulative frequency graph. Then draw a vertical line from this point down to the time axis. You should see that this comes just past 100. Now each small square counts for 2, so the value I get is 103 seconds. You need to write this in the answer for the part A of the question. Moving on to part B, we have to use the cumulative frequency graph and the fact that the fastest time was 65 seconds and the slowest time was 127 seconds to draw a box plot for the information. Now remember, the box plot plots the minimum, lower quartile, median, upper quartile and maximum. The minimum we've already got is 65 seconds, so we draw a vertical line at 65 seconds on the time axis. Remember that each small square counts for 2. We can then draw a vertical line for the maximum at 127 seconds. The median we have already estimated is 103 seconds, so we can draw a vertical line at 103 seconds on our box plot. We now have to find the upper and lower quartiles. To find the lower quartile, we need to draw a horizontal line across from 25% of the data values. As we've got 40 data values, this will be at 10. So a horizontal line across from 10 till we get to the graph, and then down, and I make this 88 seconds. For the upper quartile, we need 75% of the data values. So 75% of 40 is 30. So draw your horizontal line across from 30 until we get to the graph, and then a vertical line down to the bottom axis, and I make this 114 seconds. So we now need to plot our vertical line on our box plot at 88 for the lower quartile and 114 for the upper quartile. We should now have our 5 vertical lines on the box plot, which we need to join with our horizontal lines. We need to draw a rectangle between the lower quartile and the upper quartile, and the whiskers between the upper quartile and the maximum, and the lower quartile and the minimum. It should look quite similar to the box plot drawn for the girls underneath this. We now need to use the box plot we've drawn and this box plot for the girls to make 2 comparisons between the boys' times and the girls' times. Now I can see that a boy had the fastest time since the minimum time on the boy is lower than the minimum time for the girls. We could also comment that the median for the boys is higher, that the boys' times were more spread out, and that a boy had the slowest time. There are 4 different comments that you can make. There are possibly more, but you only need to make 2 comments for the marks in the question. Question 3 is a histogram question. Kira has recorded times in minutes taken by 370 students to complete a word search. The table is a grouped frequency table giving information about the results. The 0 to 5 minutes section has a frequency of 70. This means 70 students took between 0 and 5 minutes. The next section tells us that 88 students took between 5 and 7 minutes, and so on. Notice that the ranges are not equal. From 0 to 5 is a range of 5 minutes. From 5 to 7 is a range of 2 minutes. So we need to be careful when we're drawing our histogram. When we draw a histogram, we don't use frequency, but frequency density to plot our points. So, first of all, we need to calculate the frequency density of each of the values in our table. To do this, we need to divide the frequency by the range in minutes of each section. So for the first one, from 0 to 5 to get 14. Now I would write this next to the table. In fact, in some exam questions, you might be given extra spaces in the table to write this down. We then need to do 88 divided by 2 is 44, 102 divided by 3, since 3 is a range for this section, which gives us 34, and finally 110 divided by 20, which gives us 5.5. So the frequency densities are 14, 44, 34, and 5.5. We can then plot these on the histogram. So the first bar on the histogram should go from 0 to 5 and should be at a height of 14 on the frequency density axis. The next bar will be a thinner one. It will go from 5 to 7 and will have a height of 44 on the frequency density axis. Our final bar will go from 10 to 30 and will have a height of 5.5. So this gives us 4 bars on our histogram. Notice that there are no gaps between the bars. And finally, question 4. This is a cumulative frequency question. We're given a cumulative frequency table referring to the length of calls of 100 telephone calls made to a head of year in a school. we have to draw a cumulative frequency graph of this data on the axes. This is fairly straightforward. At 10 on the number of minutes axis, we need to plot 28. So 10 across, 28 up. We then need to plot at 20 across, 73 up. At 30 across, we need to plot 85 up, 40 across, 95 up, and 50 across, 100 up. Notice that these values are plotted at the end of each range. We then need to join these points. We can either join them with straight lines or a smooth curve. Make sure that your curve goes through every single point. For part B, we need to use our cumulative frequency graph to work out an estimate for the interquartile range of the length of telephone calls. To do this, we need to find 25% of the data values. Now, there are 100 data values altogether, so this is fairly straightforward. It's just 25. So look for 25 on the cumulative frequency axis, draw a horizontal line to the graph, and then draw a line down. Now, on mine, I get 9. Yours might be slightly different from this, depending on whether you've used a smooth curve or straight lines to join your points. This gives us the lower quartile. We then need to find the upper quartile by using 75% of the data values. This will be 75 since we've got 100 data values. Draw a horizontal line across from 75 on the cumulative frequency axis to the graph, and then a vertical line down from here. I make this 21 minutes, so my upper quartile is 21 minutes. Again, yours might be slightly different to this depending on your graph, although it shouldn't be much different. We've been asked to work out the interquartile range. So this is going to be the upper quartile minus the lower quartile, which in my case is 21 minus 9, which is 12 minutes. And that concludes Mathematics Podcast H23.